Hello and welcome to Her Ambitious Career, the success podcast for corporate women who want more from their lives and careers. Each week, we share career and leadership strategies to help you set stretching goals, own your value, build visibility and credibility, gain recognition, get paid, and confidently take your career to that next level. Whatever your ambition, let's do this thing. Now, here's your host and career success expert, Rebecca Allen.
We are here for another shorty episode. I am so looking forward to talking about this today. Managing up is one of the most common challenges so many of my clients talk to me about. How do I manage up? How do I be more influential? How can I actually sway opinion? How can I sway decision making? If that is you, you are absolutely in the right place. And I am delighted to be here with you today. My name is Rebecca Allen. I'm an executive coach and personal brand expert, and I work with corporate women to help them land career moves that really, really float their boats, that get them excited, that give them their best opportunities to shine. So today's shorty episode, where I'm sharing three must-do actions if you want to be better at managing up, goes a little bit like this. So when we're talking about managing up effectively, it's essentially about building trust with your senior leaders. So trust is the five-letter magical word that we are all looking for. Because when you have trust with anybody, it's much more easy to influence them. It's much easier to build that kind of connection, that rapport, if they trust you implicitly. So that is your ultimate goal. That's what you want to be aiming for. So let's talk about the three action steps then that you can get started with to help you to start managing up more effectively. So the number one thing that I want you to think about today is understanding what managing up as well as what managing isn't. So I don't want you to assume that by working hard and delivering results for the organization is managing up. That is not managing up. That is simply doing the work. Managing up is about what you do after you've done all the work. And I find that some people stop at the delivery, at the working really hard bit, and hoping that that is going to be enough to project them through the ranks within the organization and help them get promoted. It's not enough. You have to also do the self-promotion. And we'll be talking about that throughout this podcast too, in other episodes, but self-promotion is a key aspect of that. So managing up and self-promotion, both confidently and authentically, are both really important. Step number two is to identify influential people within your organization. So sometimes we make the mistake, I find, of putting all of our eggs into one basket and looking at one key stakeholder as this person who's going to give us this golden ticket. And unfortunately, unless that person is also very influential, you're not going to get the outcome that you're looking for. So think about who the influential players are essentially in your organization and think about how you can start using them in your strategy as you manage up. The third must-do that I want to talk to you about today with regards to managing up is about adding value then to those senior stakeholders. And when we talk about adding value, it's quite a generic term. What does that really mean, Rebecca? I can hear you saying. It's a great first question to ask. And I want you to think critically about what that could mean for you. Because of course, for everybody, it's completely different what giving value really means. But have a think about what's keeping those influential stakeholders up at night. What's bothering them? What's on their minds? How can you actually help them solve their problems faster? That is a really great way to start thinking about how you can add value to those senior stakeholders. So that is it for today. I hope you have really, really enjoyed today's episode. If you're actually on our list, you can be getting checklists about all of our shorty episodes. So you might want to join us and come and play with us in our community. And you can do that by going to rebeccasfreegift.com and you can get hold of one of our most fabulous resources, The 7 Habits of Female Execs Who Get Promoted. If you get that download, you'll also then start getting the checklists for these shorty episodes. I think it's really important that, you know, you have these ideas, these strategies somewhere safe, somewhere obvious. I do know that some people pin them to their mirrors. I do know that some people put them on their fridges so that they remind themselves constantly about the action they want to take to build their executive profiles. That's where it's at, ladies. So get your copy. Go to rebeccasfreegift.com and I'll see you there.